is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing?
Hey, Carl.
Good Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, Riley County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson, and County Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief Pat Collins. That's a lot of titles to get out. Welcome once again. We're talking radio systems that really been one of the big topics, I think, especially this year. I know it came up, I believe it came up last year. Maybe last year is when things started to get the ball rolling, although really you can look back to 2005. And possibly earlier than that, Pat, you can correct me if I'm wrong, of when this issue has been looked into. Thursday, Ben, the commission decided to proceed with leasing options, kind of more of an executive decision rather than making it a bond issue and putting it on a ballot. How difficult was that for you? It seemed like a difficult situation for all the commissioners.
I mean, one of the difficulties is just the amount of money for the infrastructure piece that we were talking about. That was $5.3 million or more than that. More than that once you factor in interest costs on either bond or lease payment. And the numbers were slightly cheaper for a bond, but that would have to go to a public vote. We'd have to delay until August at the earliest. Interest rates could go up. The vendor could change their quote price since they've held the same quote for 18 months. And
that's 18 months to this day? Or 18 months so far?
It'd be 18 months January 8th, I think.
Okay, it's pretty much.
Right. And, interest rates go up. If we had to pay for a special election, we'd eat up all those, any savings from a bond issue versus lease payment. It made the most sense to just go ahead and do it now rather than put the public at risk with our knowledge of a radio infrastructure that's not good enough. And, we knew we needed to go ahead and do it, so we decided to go for the lease purchase option.
And, again, we do have a little bit of audio. I'll just play again that really the beginning of this audio piece from a fire call last week kind of gives us an example of what crews are dealing with.
Raleigh County, 1901.
1901 with static. Go ahead.
And that's just kind of common that crews have been dealing with, Pat. Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen was in there, and I believe both of you were kind of advising the commission to go ahead and make some action on this now instead of waiting.
Well, it's happened. It's been happening ever since 2012, and so back in 2005, we saw the FCC mandate said, okay, we're going to narrow band all these all the VHF channels and UHF in 2012. So you need to prepare for that. So we went to the commission back then and said, hey, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to look toward 700, 800 megahertz channels, or do you want to stay with VHF and try to put a Band-Aid on this and fix it? And at that time, because of the cost, and it was $1.5 million then for the radio system, we chose to try to put the Band-Aid on, try to fix things, expand it. We bought new radios. We did a lot of things over that next time period. And then when 2012 came along, we basically dropped our coverage in half because of the narrowbanding. So what narrowbanding means is
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, it's a narrowbanding. It reduces. It takes the number of frequencies you have, and it puts a frequency in between each one of those that somebody else can use, and it reduces the modulation in that frequency. So you don't have as much power. You don't have as much modulation, and so it doesn't go as far. Doesn't go through buildings. Doesn't go through trees with leaves. There's a lot of stuff that we've lost, and basically we're looking at on a portable on your hip, we've lost about 50% of our coverage in the county.
And what's the purpose of narrow banding? What's the reasoning behind that?
Oh, my personal thought is so the FCC can sell more frequencies. But I think it's because we have more users out there, and there's more things that are are requiring the use of frequencies.
So it basically doubles the number of frequencies, but makes each one half as strong.
Yes.
Kind of like an internet or a broadband signal in a way. When you have a bunch of people in the department on one router, basically, it makes the signal a little less because it's being spread out more.
Exactly. Yep.
And there were some other terms that you were using in there, Pat. Was it UHF? Was that?
UHF is ultra high frequency, so it would be in the 400 megahertz bandwidth. We're in the 150 megahertz bandwidth, and then their 700, 800 is a little bit narrower and has less power, but it takes less power to operate and tends to go through buildings a little better and penetrate. So it's a little better signal, and that's kind of the gold standard right now. Is everybody is trying to get to that 700, 800 megahertz bandwidth so they get better coverage.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins, and also here with County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. So if you have any questions, especially about this topic, we got the people in here to answer. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. You can also go online, tweet at us at our Twitter account on 1350KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady2Day. That's Brady 2 being the numeral, then day, D-A-Y. I'm getting to queue for a break. Let's go ahead and take it. We'll come back with more on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source.